You're listening to Human Nature. I'm Erin Jones. For most people, a hurricane is more of a curse than a blessing. For Caroline Ballard, Hurricane Sandy turned out to be the perfect remedy for a difficult semester at New York University.
And actually, the whole year prior had been a really hard year. My dad had a stroke, which was really tough. He lost a lot of his speech and his hearing. So I'd been dealing with this family stuff. I'd been in Paris.
And I know that you'd been pretty lonely when you were in Paris.
Yeah, I had been lonely. I had ended up making a few good friends, but it wasn't quite the experience that I had hoped for. And so I came back to New York, like, ready to start my senior year, sort of ready to have a fresh start. That September, I had met a guy. It was one of those things where you know how you start spending time with somebody and then you're like, all of a sudden you just spend all of your time with them, right? Any time that I wasn't in class, like, I was with him. Like, we were going to get lunch and get dinner and like walk around the city. And it was just like all very fast.
Unfortunately, things started to fall apart almost as quickly as they'd started.
Through Facebook Messenger, found out that this guy who I was so into liked me okay, but actually liked this other girl who I had been introduced to as his friend a lot better, and he had been talking with all of his friends about how much better they would be together.
By Facebook Messenger, you mean like somebody else messaged you to tell you that he had been talking about this?
No, to say that he had left his Facebook Messenger open on my computer. And somebody had messaged him talking about how great he would be with this other girl.
Ooh, that's like really, that would feel bad.
Yes, it felt really bad. And it was just so blindsiding. It was so unexpected. So then I got really depressed. Am I crazy? Am I unattractive? Am I clingy? Like, what happened here? Just to have it kind of blow up in my face after only a month was just, yeah, it was really sort of crushing, and I think it instilled a lot of doubt in me. And so, you know, nearing the end of October, I was just like a complete wreck. Like, this is probably like the most depressed, most anxious I'd ever been in my entire life. It was, I think, more that this one event had sort of tipped something in me, in my brain chemistry, where all of a sudden, like, I was not really the same person.
Caroline struggled through the following weeks. She had a hard time eating. She couldn't concentrate on her classes. She tried going out to a party, but went home early crying.
I walked in my apartment building. I lived in a fifth floor walk up, and my sobs were like echoing up the apartment building, and I'm like trudging up the stairs in these like massive glittery heels in like this bodycon dress after having gone to a party. And this woman steps out from the first apartment. She's at the top of the first floor landing, and she literally just opened her arms. And I walked up the stairs. I had no idea who this person was, but she just like enveloped me in this massive hug. And she was like, what's going on? You look like you've had a really bad day.
Well, then what? So did you tell her what happened?
Yeah, I went into her apartment and we talked and I told her what happened. And this woman literally appeared as an angel.
Alongside Caroline's emotional turmoil, another storm was brewing.
We started hearing that there was a hurricane out in the Atlantic. You know, you just start to keep an eye on it. But then I think the panic in the city sort of started slowly ramping up of like, oh no, this is a big hurricane and it is probably going to hit us. There were starting to be press conferences that, all right, they're going to shut down the subway system on Sunday night, which is like unprecedented. They never do that. They're going to preemptively turn off the power because there's probably going to be power outages, and it's better if the power is just off. My roommate had gone home to Westchester for the weekend, so I was in the apartment alone. So I asked a few of my friends, and I said, hey, do you guys want to, you know, come over, stay at my apartment? Two friends of mine came over the night before, and I remember us going up onto the roof of my apartment building. You could feel, like, the wind start to change of being like, this does not feel like a normal storm. The day the hurricane hit, I think we made tacos, and we made sure to make them before the power went out. So then the power goes out. We light some candles, the wind is starting to pick up. It's dark outside because it hit at night. So now we're sort of sitting in the dark. We go up to the window and we're just sort of looking out. And then all of a sudden we hear this massive, like, boom. And there's a flash of light. Turned out later that that was a transformer exploding. And that's what ended up knocking out the power for days in Lower Manhattan. We ended up going outside and there were downed power lines. And downed power lines means downed power lines like on sidewalks in New York City. There was no lights. The only lights you could see were from, you know, north of 14th Street. You could hear sirens going, but everything was quiet because there was no humming, there was no electricity, there was no traffic. There weren't any people on the streets. It felt almost like a zombie movie. And I remember that night after the power had gone out and after the transformer had blown, we ended up going down to the same girl who had hugged me on the first floor earlier, down to her apartment. And in New York City, you don't hang out with your neighbors. Like, that's a really weird thing to do. You often don't know who they are. Almost everywhere else that I lived, I only would know them by face and had only met them if there were, like, an extenuating circumstance. So it was kind of awesome to have something that, like, brought you into somebody else's apartment that you didn't know at all. And I met my neighbors. And we were all sitting around with candles on the floor, like, just talking because of this hurricane. But all of a sudden, everybody was just as vulnerable as I was. It's so easy to be in this horrible state and watch everybody else go about their daily lives and think, you know, what's wrong with me? Why can't I just get over this and get back to doing all the fun stuff that I'm supposed to be doing as a senior in college? And so when everybody else got swept up into this mess and when a whole city stopped, I was like, yeah, okay, this is right. This is what's supposed to be happening. Like, nobody else should be going on with their lives, as selfish as that sounds. So yeah, it was like the outside finally sort of jived. Like, I could make sense of it more and I could get on with things.
While Hurricane Sandy helped Caroline deal with her breakup, it didn't stop her from thinking about it.
I had still sort of been in contact with this guy because I was still, like, really into him, as you are when you're 21 and it's very hard to get over somebody who kind of dumps you out of nowhere. So he ended up texting me, hey, I'm coming back into the city today. Can we meet up? It was Halloween. Nobody was really celebrating Halloween because it felt very weird. So we ended up meeting at this Whole Foods. We didn't have anywhere private to go because everywhere else was dark and powerless and flooded. And these two poor guys sitting next to us watching as we, like, cried talking to each other. So it actually ended in a pretty good place. And
you got back together.
And we got back together, which now I'm like, oh, my God, Caroline, why?
For,
like,
a long and fruitful relationship and you still remain together today in Laramie, Wyoming.
Hardly.
What?
I know. I know. Shocker that that didn't work out. No, we got back together and we dated for, I don't know, 10 more months.
That's like a pretty successful getting back together.
It was successful. And getting back together allowed me to, like, get my stuff together, pull my life back together. I feel like it was less about being together than it was about putting the pieces of where the world is supposed to work back together. And I saw the hurricane as this sort of, like, grand metaphor for me feeling, like, conflicted and having basically, like, a storm of emotions inside of me, in that when it subsided, that everything inside me would subside too.